Now, with all this upset, toing and froing to hospital visits and working and all that, my diabetes got a little bit out of hand. And blood sugars were a bit on the high side. November, December 2003. Hang on a moment. Either November, December 2003, I went for my yearly checkup at the diabetic clinic, and Dr. Jenkins found that my HbA1c was raised. I think it was 13 point something. Anyway, he was concerned about it, and he told me in 3 months' time to go back to my GP and have another HbA1c to see how things were going. So that's what happened. 13th of April 2004, I had another HbA1c done, and the results were 11.1. Anyway, my own GP, Dr. David Radley, was concerned, and he advised me to see the diabetic specialist nurse as regards advice on getting better blood sugar results. I phoned the diabetic specialist nurse up, and I saw her at the Malvern Community Hospital. And she asked me whereabout I was injecting my insulin. And I told her the front of the abdominal area. She looked at it and she said, I had, you know, these pockets there. And she said probably what was happening was insulin was being retained and not dispersed evenly. So she advised me to inject my insulin on the sides of my abdomen. And I did that, and remarkably, my blood sugars just started dropping. So when I went back to see her, she was very interested. And she said, right, she said, the next time you have a meeting, she said, just mention that to them. She said, because it's, you know, worthwhile knowing about it. I saw the diabetic specialist nurse again on the 8th of October. And as my blood sugars were improving, she says suggested that I start on to glargine. And I thought, well, give it a try. But I warned her. I asked her first. I said, is it human or animal insulin? And she said it was human. And I said, when I was last put onto human, I wasn't happy on it because I had no signs or no symptoms. It just didn't seem to agree with me. But she said, give it a try. So on the 8th of October 2004, I commenced on the glargine. I went to the diabetic clinic on the 10th of November. And, 10th of November, I had my blood test done. The results came back as my HbA1c 6.9%, cholesterol was 4.3, liver, kidneys, creatinine were all okay, and my blood pressure was 120/60. And the sister at the diabetic clinic said, good God, she said, if my blood pressure was that low, I'd be very happy. Anyway, on the 25th of November 2004, I went for my checkup, saw Dr. Jenkins. He did an eye a checkup of my eyes. He was very pleased as well. And he gave me a clean bill of health and said, fine. Anyway,